Well, joining us right now, as he does on most Patriots Mondays, is New England Patriots defensive back Daron Harmon. Brought to you by your local Anderson Window Dealers, JB Sash and Door, Koopman Lumber, and Botello Lumber. Daron is also brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Hello, Daron.
Good morning. How are we doing, guys?
Doing great. How are you?
What up?
Good.
So we were talking about this. Do you hang your hat on the fact that the defense still hasn't given up a touchdown? Or are you saying, no, we gave up a couple?
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's a team effort. I mean, so if the offense did something, we did something. We all do it together. So, I mean, we take it, we learn from it, and move on.
Any of other you guys expecting kids in the next couple of months here? I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
two out of the
3 weeks,
you got to miss a player.
I think J-Mac said it best at the end of the game. Guys got to do a better job of planning. You guys planning for
the offseason.
Exactly, the beginning of the week. I mean, even if you plan for training camp, that's not bad. You know, you might miss a couple of training
camp
practices.
It's March, April, May, June, July. This is a nice window where you can have it. Defensively, you know, obviously you guys go out there and you have another strong performance. You're able to do a lot of different things. You look at what you guys are being able to do out there and you're just building on it week in and week out. What's that like in that locker room, especially in that defensive side of the room?
Well, we're just basically focusing on ourselves right now. I mean, it's so much hype and you guys are this good comparing us to this team or that team. But in reality, we know the main word is just consistency. How consistent can we be each and every week? How can we get better each and every week? And I think that's where our drive is kind of headed towards. How good can we be? How much better can we be week by week? In the end, it'll all take care of itself.
Now, on TV yesterday, they were giving the DBs most of the love. They were saying the secondary is the key to this defense. That's what you guys would say too, right?
Maybe. All reality, all good defenses have great players at all three levels. The front, the linebacker, and the secondary. And we know for us to be as good as we want to be and for us to continue to push in the right direction, all three of us have to come ready to play each and every week, all three groups. We have to play together. We have to play complementary football defensively. And when we do that, we're a pretty good defense.
It looked like Devin could have fair caught that interception. Is that what you guys were saying on the sideline? It looked like Van Noy was kind of waving his hand up in the air. I was like, is that what's going on?
Oh, man. I mean, it doesn't get, too much easier than that.
Right.
I mean,
but you guys were fighting each other for catching that one.
But at the end of the day, you know, the thing about those balls that just come to you, I mean, the hardest thing is just catching it.
Right.
You know,
like,
you
right
got
here,
yeah,
there's nobody around.
You're just like, I want to make sure I catch the ball. And, I mean, he caught the ball. He got some yards. And, I mean, it's another turnover for the defense.
Right. The thing about, I will say this about the back end of the defense, the thing that I will say about you guys and playing in the league and seeing a lot of different guys, you guys have really, really good ball skills. Because the running joke when I played, when the guy was fast and he was good and he couldn't catch
it. That's why he's on defense.
Yeah, we told him to go play defense. But the one thing, in all honesty, is that the ability, and you know, I know coaches talk about it, is when you, as a defense, have the opportunity to make plays, whether they're tip plays, whether they're balls that are batted up or just balls that are wide open, is being able to make those plays. And you guys have done a great job of it since the beginning of the season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk about it all the time. You got to catch the ones they throw to you, because hardly ever will it be just balls coming right to you. And those are, you know, game-changing plays. And, I mean, just like you said, I mean, we're obviously not as skilled as catching the ball as the receivers, but that's why, I mean, I love working with the group that I work with because after every practice, we're all catching balls on the jug machines because we know how important it is to create turnovers for our defense.
Right.
It was pretty clear watching Gunner after the muffed punt, how upset he was with himself, how down on himself that he was. Were you one of the guys who goes over and gives him a little pat on the head and on the shoulder and says, hey, don't worry about it, we'll get you here?
I mean, we all have made mistakes in games. We've all, you know, been a rookie. And as a rookie, you just want to show each and every week that you're dependable and that the team can count on you to go out there and do your job. And obviously, Gunner made a mistake. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we all make mistakes. So we just told him we're going to move on. This is a team game. It's just not, you know, about that one play. Fortunately, we had a good enough lead at that time. And, I mean, it's always better to learn from mistakes like that from a winning perspective than a losing perspective.
What was your view of the whole Antonio Brown experience? He was only here 11 days. He's obviously an exceptional player, but it just didn't work out here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was, obviously, we know he's an exceptional player. And like you said, it didn't work out for whatever reason. I mean, Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick made the decision to move on. I can say just my experience with him. I've never had any problem with him. Good teammate, worked hard, and that's all you can ask from a guy.
Now, we talked about your ability as a defense to create turnovers, and I think another thing that you guys have been exceptional at since, you know, all through the beginning of the season is your ability to get to the quarterback. I mean, talk about how, you know, when your front seven can get to the quarterback, how it makes things easier for you on the back end because, you know, the quarterback's got to get rid of the ball a lot quicker, and you guys have done a good job of creating pressure from a lot of different aspects.
Yeah, I mean, we when we talk about, you know, the front getting after it, we got to highlight guys like Kyle Van Noy, Jamie Collins, Michael Bennett, Adam Butler, Danny Shelton, Lawrence Guy, Hightower, like literally everybody has right. had a chance to pressure the quarterback. And like you said, when we get that type of pressure as a defender, a defensive back, I mean, we know the ball is coming out, especially on, you know, passing downs, like third down, right. when those guys have their ears pinned back and know that they have a chance to really rush the quarterback. And it allows us to also be able to get our eyes around because we're not really worry too much about extended plays.
Right.
So we're able to, when the guy get out his break, get your eyes around, and hopefully the ball is coming so you can try to get your hands on the ball.
Jamie Collins is a freak athlete, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. I mean, this guy, since the day he's came here in 2013, we came in the same draft class. He is just, I mean, week by week show me how just a freak athlete he is. I mean, he can do backflips, he can jump, how he can move, you know, how big he is, 255 pounds. It's unbelievable. And he's a rare breed. He's a rare talent, and I'm just happy that he's on our team and create havoc for this defense.
What's it like going into Buffalo? Well, that's what you guys are going to be doing coming up here. They're 3-0 to start the year. We know that they've been known to throw foreign objects onto the field in the past, some of their fans there. But
moon the bus.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's a pretty good atmosphere, even when it's a bad team. They're off to a 3-0 start, so it's probably going to be pretty crazy this weekend.
It's going to be crazy, and I'm really looking forward to it because, I mean, that's a good football team up there. They won three tough football games. They got a great defense. Their offense is scoring points. So we know we're going to have our hands full when we go up there. The atmosphere is like no other.
Yeah.
Like you said, that's they throw sure. Foreign objects on the field. I was amazed when I seen that. I couldn't believe it. But like I said, man, it's going to be fun. This is what you want as a competitor, going into an environment like this, a hostile environment, and being able to go out there and compete against a good football team and do everything you can to get a win.
Now, the one thing that I've kind of noticed about the defense is something that really sticks out to me watching you guys play is the confidence. And it's like, and everybody's getting an opportunity to eat out there. And what's that like mean? Like, because people don't realize when defensively, when you have that type of confidence and everybody knows that, hey, every game we're all going to have a chance to eat and we're all going to have a chance to make plays, you know, what's it like from, you know, your perspective of like, what that means for this defense moving forward because of that confidence level?
Well, you know, confidence is earned.
Right.
I mean, and when we go to the team, just how much work we put in, how long we play together, that's where the confidence comes
right.
from. You know, we can just know that I know Hightower and Jamin's going to do everything they can to stop the run for us and come down on the, you know, the offensive line and stop the run. I know Lawrence Guy is going to do a great job of shedding his, you know, his linemen and getting to the ball carry. And they have the same confidence, you know, in the secondary. And when you have that confidence, it's contagious. It's contagious
right.
not only through the defense, throughout the whole team because, I mean, we know how good we are when we're fully locked in and we're playing the ball that we want to play. So, I mean, the only thing we can do is go out there and just have fun,
right.
you know, and we're having a great time. We're enjoying each other. We're enjoying just not the games, but
right.
just being around each other throughout the week. And that's how you build that confidence.
So last Monday, James White got you guys all together and bowled for a charitable cause, and I thought that's really cool.
That's nice.
Use your athletic skills.
Yeah.
Who the heck thinks they can sing on your team? Because next Monday, you and your wife, Christine,
yes.
are hosting Singing for Autism Karaoke Night.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Not only who thinks they can sing, who can actually sing on this team?
All right, so I'm going to go with who think they can sing first.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, because I really think he is like just tone deaf, but a Devin McCourty, for whatever reason, think he can really sing.
Okay.
And he's around, like, some days we have R&B going on, yep. and he's like, singing. It just sounds like a bad cat.
Right.
Like, I'm just like, please stop. Like, you're hurting my, put my old headphones on.
It's probably not who thinks they can sing, yeah, but everybody thinks they're a rapper.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another thing, but we actually do have two guys that can sing.
Who can sing?
So Byron can sing.
Okay.
He can really sing, and Jawan Bentley can sing.
Oh, wow.
So I told those guys,
they better be there. Yeah.
Be there. They're going to be there, but put on a show when they get up there.
Good.
You know?
So this is next.
What about you? Can you sing a little?
Nah. You know, I can mess around
with
your
song, though. If you got to go up there, karaoke, what are you singing?
Kanye West, All Falls Down. Okay. Yeah. I already got it.
You're prepared.
This is next Monday at the Grand in Boston. If folks want to come by, they able to come and listen to you folks make a fool of yourself?
That's exactly what it's going to be. Only a couple guys are going to be up there actually sounding good. But, yeah, please come by. You can purchase your tickets at harmonkaraokenight.com. The event's going to be from 6 to 10. We already have a lot of tickets sold, a lot of sponsorship. So tickets are going fast. So I would encourage people to get on it really, really soon.
Well, good luck with it. And when we talk to you the week after that, you got to tell us who was really bad.
I will.
Like, who was really bad?
Are there going to be any cameras out? Are we going to be recording any of this stuff?
I don't know. We'll see. I think it has to be some. Somebody's going to be up there with, you know, Instagram, Twitter.
Sure. Okay.
So much.
We'll make sure we highlight who was up there trying to do their thing.
Daron, thanks very much, and good luck with it.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Daron Harmon joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.